This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Trump and the First Lady visited shooting victims in hospitals in the states of Ohio and Texas Wednesday, even as protests in both cities criticized the president's inflammatory rhetoric on race and immigration. At University Medical Center in El Paso, Texas, the president and First Lady visited with first responders, hospital staff, and victims and their families, according to the White House. Afterwards, Mr. Trump praised the efforts of first responders and doctors.
We went to the hospital, just came from the hospital. We were there a lot longer than we were anticipated to be. It was supposed to be just a fairly quick. We met with numerous people. We met with also the doctors, the nurses, the medical staff. They have done an incredible job.
In Ohio, the president visited with the victims and first responders. Demonstrations took place in both Dayton and El Paso, criticizing the president's past statements about immigrants and his failure to act on gun control legislation. Congresswoman Veronica Escobar's district includes El Paso.
I am just here to tell you that I'm ready to stand with you as we say no to hate, no to bigotry, no to racism, and yes to love, yes to love.
Several Democratic presidential candidates, including former Vice President Joe Biden, El Paso native, and former Congressman Beto O'Rourke, and New Jersey Senator Cory Booker, criticized the president and his rhetoric, also his inaction on gun control even after mass shootings. In the largest such operation in the U.S. in 10 years, federal agents raided food processing plants in Mississippi, arresting nearly 700 undocumented migrants. The people were loaded onto buses outside plants in six Mississippi towns while friends and relatives stood by. Some chanted, "Let them go," as the buses pulled away. This is VOA News. Thousands marched